Welcome to the PCI CEO Spotlight Series, where we visit with the CEOs of some of America's top private companies, as rated on the Entrex Private Company Index. For more information on Entrex and the Private Company Index, visit privatecompanyindex.com. Hi, I'm David Wolf. On this segment, we're joined by Jason Beans. He's the co-founder, president, and CEO of Rising Medical Solutions. This enterprise is a leading medical financial solutions company that offers medical cost containment and care management programs to several submarkets there. Jason Beans has been featured in several publications, including The Wall Street Journal, Cranes, The Wall Street Reporter, Smart Business, Entrepreneurs Organization, and several others, including Jan Norman's book, Financing Your Own Business. Joining us from their headquarters in Chicago is Jason Beans. Jason, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I appreciate being here.
Great to have you. And by the way, congratulations on your extraordinary growth numbers.
Oh, thank you.
Tell us, if you would, how and why Rising Medical Solutions was originally created.
Well, we started back in 1999. Rising was formed, but we actually started before that as a consulting firm called B&D Operations. We went out and helped clients control their medical costs, do RFPs, put together the programs. And in 1999, one of our clients was shopping for something they didn't think existed in the market and asked us if we'd build it out for them. So we stopped doing consulting, went into operations, and haven't stopped back in 1999.
So what is that core product that they were shopping for, and what did the evolution look like in terms of developing your core offerings?
Well, what happened in healthcare is there's a process that happens for a lot of companies called medical bill review, where the bills are processed, PPO networks are developed behind the scenes. It's a whole industry people don't realize exists. A lot of the PPO networks are developed regionally and then pieced together into the national networks and group health plans are used to. What they were looking for was a more integrated service focused on outcomes. People had been focused purely on price up to this point, not utilizing the data to determine which doctors had the best outcomes, not trying to figure out how to direct care so that people do get healthy as cost-effectively as possible. And so they were hoping we could build something that over time took advantage of the metrics and the data that we gather to eventually come up with the most cost-effective solution and optimal outcome for the patient. So it's a win-win.
Now, the company's grown about top-line revenues, as I mentioned, about 90%, almost doubling the March 07 number. How would you explain this extraordinary growth? What's happening in the market space and with your company?
Well, the market space is actually shrinking in our market. There's been a decrease in frequency on the property and casualty side where we play right now.
Yeah.
The group health market is growing, obviously, and everyone's right about that. But the change in our market has occurred. A lot of the smaller players have merged together. Some of the large players have merged together, which has created an opportunity for us to go out and actually be heard. But I think that the greater impact was Rising's internal operations. We, about 3 years ago, realized we weren't going to be able to scale the way we wanted to unless we froze. So we actually took a year of minimal sales growth and revamped the whole organization internally to allow us to grow and scale in a way that our quality never dropped and we could achieve rapid growth. And that's what we've been focusing on. We've been implementing those changes from about 3 years ago, and it's really had a dramatic impact.
Does the company look more like a technology company than anything else if we were to look from the outside looking in?
It's about 50-50. Right now we're, you know, a lot of our revenue is service-based, meaning labor, expertise, training, and our goal is actually to become much more of a technology company. Internally, I keep repeating the mantra,
right.
Put the labor into creating the product versus doing the product. So we've brought on a lot of technology expertise. We're spending a lot of our R&D on that side to create tools to help manage healthcare, not through labor, but through the technology and the available resources.
In terms of market challenges, do you see any on the horizon, and how do you think you might address any if they're there?
There are always market challenges. I can't wait for the day there aren't. But in our side, the regulation is the primary challenge you run into, as well as other competitors. But we never know what's going to happen in states for workers' compensation or auto or recently Medicare came in and created a whole new rule subset that changed the way people settle claims in group health. You don't know if there's going to be national health care or not, or what changes are going to come into play. So we have to stay on top of that. that, and we have to develop our products and tools so that they are malleable to whatever happens. So, you know, one of our goals is to evolve our products to help people manage their own healthcare or small businesses. So everyone's heard about the HSAs. Well, one reason they haven't taken off is they're so difficult to manage. The medical billing, no one knows what they're looking at. They don't know where to go. They don't know what they should be paying or shouldn't be paying. So we want to create a management layer, technology and service people can buy that allows people to, you know, run it through us. We'll tell them what they're paying. We'll tell them what's appropriate, be the back and forth translation to the doctors. Now, if national health care comes into play, does that kill that product? I don't think so. I think some people, there'll always be a layer where you can buy a higher level of medical care if you want to. You know, I'd be willing to pay more to go to a better doctor for my family, and I think that market will always exist, even if they put the safety net layer in place.
Fabulous. Jason, thanks so much for your time this morning. Jason Beans has been our guest. He's the co-founder, president, and CEO of Rising Medical Solutions, a leading medical financial solutions company listed on the PCI Index. Jason, once again, congratulations for your growth, and we wish you the best.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
For more information on PCI, the Private Company Index, visit privatecompanyindex.com. The PCI CEO Spotlight Series is heard exclusively on the Small Biz America Network.